Hey everyone, and welcome back to Isolation Nation. I'm your host, Jessica Lane, and let me tell you, life can sometimes feel like a never-ending loop of, what's next? Am I right? We're constantly chasing deadlines, juggling responsibilities, and comparing ourselves to the highlight reels on social media. But what if there was a secret weapon, something simple yet powerful, that could actually shift our whole perspective? It's not magic beans or a lottery ticket. It's gratitude. That's right, folks, cultivating gratitude can be a game changer in this crazy world we live in. Ever feel like you're on autopilot, just going through the motions? You know that feeling when you wake up, rush through your morning, and before you even blink, it's bedtime again? I'm here to tell you there's a better way. Focusing on what we have, rather than what we lack, can actually boost our happiness, improve our relationships, and make us feel more resilient in the face of challenges. So, how do we cultivate this powerful attitude of gratitude, day after day? Let me share 5 key takeaways that can help you unlock the magic. First things first, practice daily reflection. Take a few minutes each morning or evening to think about 3 things you're grateful for. These could be big things, like your health, loving family, or a supportive friend. Or they could be little everyday blessings. A delicious cup of coffee, a sunny day, or even a good laugh. Writing them down in a journal can make it even more powerful. Second, actively appreciate the good moments. Instead of rushing through life, take a moment to savor those little joys. That warm feeling when you step into a cozy room? The taste of your favorite meal? The laughter shared with loved ones? Let those moments sink in and truly appreciate them. It's like adding a little sprinkle of magic to your everyday experience. Third, shift your perspective. Ever heard the saying, look for the silver lining? Well, it's true. When things get tough, and they inevitably will, try to find the positive lesson or opportunity for growth. Maybe a setback led you to discover a hidden talent, or a difficult conversation helped you strengthen a relationship. Fourth, express your gratitude to others. Saying, thank you, goes a long way. It not only makes the recipient feel appreciated, but it also reminds us to be mindful of the good things we receive from others. Whether it's a heartfelt note, a simple phone call, or a genuine compliment, expressing your gratitude can brighten someone's day and strengthen your connections. And lastly, practice self-compassion. We all make mistakes, face challenges, and have moments where we feel less than our best. Be kind to yourself. Remember that you are worthy of love, support, and forgiveness. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding that you would offer a dear friend. Let me tell you about my own experience. Last month, I was feeling really overwhelmed with work deadlines and personal commitments. I was starting to feel burnt out and negative. But then I decided to try something new. Every night before bed, I wrote down 3 things I was grateful for. Some nights it was as simple as a warm shower or a delicious meal. Other nights, it was something bigger, like the support of my friends or the opportunity to learn a new skill. And guess what? It made a difference. My outlook shifted, I felt less stressed, and even my sleep improved. So, remember, folks, cultivating gratitude isn't about ignoring the challenges in life. It's about choosing to focus on the good things, big and small. It's a powerful practice that can transform your perspective, boost your happiness, and help you navigate the ups and downs of everyday life with more grace and resilience. Remember, you are capable of amazing things. Take action today, start practicing gratitude, and watch how it positively impacts your world. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might benefit from a little dose of positivity. And if you have any thoughts or stories to share about your own gratitude journey, drop them in the comments below. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, stay grateful and keep shining.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.